Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12,243. Linda Major Dunbar seeks variances from the front yard setback and side yard setback for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115.82 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Washington Street, approximately 365 feet southeast of Church Street. The 911 address is 37512 Washington Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial. The tax parcel ID is District 334, map 13.20, parcel 67.00. Specifically, the applicant requests a 3.67 foot variance required from the side yard for an addition, a 9.2 foot variance from the required 30 foot front yard setback for steps, a 5.2 foot variance from the required 30 foot front yard setback for a dwelling, and the applicant did state on the application form a 1 foot requested variance from the 5 foot side yard for an addition. However, upon receipt of the latest survey, staff are of the view that that is no longer required. Staff would note that we received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Nancy. We have a bunch of you here. I'll start with you. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Linda Dunbar, formerly Linda Major.
Okay. And your address?
My address is 37096 Turnstone Circle, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Okay. You wait right here. I'm going to hear this. Please state your name and address for her.
Paul Dunbar, 37096 Turnstone Circle. Thank you,
sir.
Daniel, Daniel, 37264-11.
Hamilton, 21840
Wisteria Lane, Lewis. Do the four of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And when you go up, just repeat your name again for the record. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse on the end.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Kelsey from Boardwalk Builders on behalf of the owners, and this is Patty, owner of Boardwalk Builders. Can you guys hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
We are asking for a variance in the setbacks to permit a modest addition to a modest cottage. The neighborhood is a mix of newer homes, existing small cottages, and pretty abandoned houses.
Okay.
Okay, so I can address the uniqueness of the property. It's a 25-foot wide, narrow.
Well, let's make sure we know what you're asking for first.
Oh, okay.
As far in the way of variances.
So we're asking for a setback from the side yards and
the front.
And the front.
Okay, you're asking for 3 variances.
The front yard, the side yard.
4, yes. 3.67 feet from the 5 yard for.
Yes.
Five.
Okay, and then one foot also from the other side. And then from the front, a 9.2 foot variance from the 30 foot for the steps. And a 5.2 foot variance from the 30 foot for the dwelling.
Yes.
Now, directly, it appears that your proposed addition does not directly affect the front yard setback.
Correct.
But because you're connecting to a non-conforming building, then you now need one.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So now that we are clear on what you need as far as variances, now you may address the standards.
So for the uniqueness of the property, the existing cottage was built in 1942, but you can see the narrowness of the lot. The hardship, the owners have need for a single story house. They have a nephew who's in a wheelchair and they're aging and wish to have a house that they can age comfortably in place. It cannot otherwise be developed. The existing cottage is 18 feet wide and is already a challenge. To conform, it would be a 15-foot wide house, which isn't entirely practical. We're asking for a minimum variance to propose a modest home. It'll still be a two-bedroom cottage with a total of 1,080 square feet. And it doesn't change the character of the neighborhood. If anything, it would improve the value of the houses near it.
Okay. So it would probably be difficult to even find a mobile home, single-wide mobile home that would fit on this property.
Indeed.
And I take it that the shed in the back that is also in the setback is non-conforming prior to the code?
Yes, we were asked to move the shed out of the setback.
Okay, and that will be done?
We can do that.
Okay. Very good. How long was the shed? Just out of curiosity, how long has the shed been there?
When I purchased the property, the shed was...
I need somebody to come to the mic.
Got to come to the mic.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm Linda Dunbar, formerly Linda Major. When I purchased the property in 1983, the shed was on the property at the time.
Okay. And I just wanted to establish that it was not a non, or it was a, not a non-conforming prior to the ordinance, but that would have been after the ordinance was established, so it does need that variance. Do you recall getting a permit to do that?
That.
It was there when she
was there when she purchased it.
I was there when you bought it.
I had actually, quite a few years ago, entertained the idea of doing work there, and a variance was applied for and approved with the shed, the front, which I didn't realize that the front was not, but we were thinking about going out the back. And at that point in time, the variance was approved, but I never followed through with it.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, if the variance is approved, then for the shed, it would have, regardless of the addition, it should be still in.
Yeah, we'll have to do research to determine
what. But we can take care of that tonight, too.
Or approve for.
Yep. Okay.
So you may not have to move the shed.
Okay.
I don't have any questions.
Yeah, since the side yard was already, was a rear yard wasn't applied for, though. Okay. So. Yeah, we can't do anything with the shed, but they can research that, and if that, in fact, that variance was approved then the shed should be good.
Okay.
You might want to just check with the office and see.
Yes.
Okay, are there questions from members of the board?
No.
How about Mr. Sharp?
Any discussions with your neighbors about this?
Yes, I have. My neighbor directly next door, which is Lee McDaniel. I spoke with him. He's totally looking forward to everything occurring. He has no disagreements. That is on the north side of the property. On the south side of the property, I have not met that individual. He lives out of state in Washington, D.C. I've spoken to a few people along the roadway and have spoken with them, and they're excited that the house is going to be brought up to better standards than what it is. So.
And I didn't notice if there's any HVAC systems here. Is that proposed as well?
They would go to the rear of the property.
So they'll be in compliance?
So they will be in compliance.
Okay, thank you. Have no further questions.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We approve case 12,243. The uniqueness of the property is the 25-foot width. Without these variances, this property cannot be developed due to the lot width. The lot width was not created by the applicant, and the upgrades to the property will not alter the essential character of the community, and it's a minimum variance request to afford relief.
Very well. Is there a second?
Second.
So a motion and a second. And by roll call vote, Mr. Callaway.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too, for the reasons stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you all.